Hey everyone, hope all is well. Really appreciate you tuning into my podcast. I just noticed how long it's been since I made my last podcast. It's been about 15 or so days. It's like almost a month, not a month, but it's, you know, close to that. I haven't been avoiding it. I just honestly have just been really busy, still keeping on my habits of, you know, working out and writing and, you know, occasionally making videos, but it's hard to kind of keep it every single day. And something I've also been noticing is that I want to post every day if I can, but I don't want to post just like for stuff. I think I've said this several times on my podcast. Like, if I don't have anything to talk about, like, I don't necessarily want to just post a post. I want to talk about things that I'm like interested in talking about in like in the moment and I've thought through. But yeah, everything's going otherwise well. Little update. Just life is good right now. Can't complain. You know, obviously, things are never perfect, right? I think that's something that's going to come up in this podcast, but it's come up in other episodes as well, is that just life is not perfect, right? There's things that I wish would go better, right? You know, we always wish we could, you know, have more things in certain ways. But again, as I said, that's something that I have really worked towards trying to avoid, like not trying to think about things I don't have, you know. We can always have, you know, more this, more that, but that's not how we should look at life, right? You should always look at life half empty in the sense of opportunity and time, right? You should always say like, oh yeah, like, you know, I have so much potential and so many things and strive to do that. That's why I go to the gym every day. That's why I work hard at work, because I know there's more I can do. But wanting more, you know, I'm very happy with where I'm at, and I'm excited to see what comes. You know, I think that's a mentality that you should have. You should have a mentality where, yeah, of course you know, would love more fun things and more happy things, but, you know, also look at what you have, right? Look at what you have today. You know, I had a great dinner. I have, you know, my great parents had a great time with my friends this weekend, and I'm excited about the future. There's some events I've planned that are great. There's a lot of good things are going on in my life, and just happy about that. And I think also my mentality has just taken a big shift in a positive way. You know, they say, I was listening to another podcast today, and it was talking about, you know, how long bamboo takes to grow. Excuse me. So bamboo takes, I think it says like 3 to 4 months to actually start growing, or something like a relative long time. And then once it starts growing, it just goes. It's like, doesn't stop growing, and it grows a lot every day, like a foot a day. And I feel like that, like that's, I feel like that's how life goes. It's like you work towards something, and then boom, it's just like you have all this stuff. And, you know, that's why a lot of people give up, because they don't necessarily see the immediate rewards, right? It takes time for them, and they don't necessarily want to wait for that burst of rewards, more or less. But, you know, I said this in another podcast as well. You can't wait for the rewards. You need to focus on your input, and you need to be happy with what you're doing today. And that kind of goes into my topic as well, about happiness and about how do we define happiness. Now, I'm not going to give you a universal definition of happiness, because I think every person finds happiness in their own way. I think happiness is not defined by one person or one thing or one entity. And if anyone has told you this makes you happy or that makes you happy, I mean, it may, but you need to ask yourself, does it make you happy? You know, maybe sitting on a bench for 20 hours and not making any money makes you happy. You know, there's no one definition of happiness, but I think the concept of what happiness is to me and what I've seen based on my research and just experience is being optimistic, I think. I think it's impossible for us to be truly happy every single day of our lives and happy, you know, throughout the day. And I think that if someone is that way, I mean, great, you know, you want them to be as happy as possible. But I think it's illogical, right? And I think it's healthy to not always be happy, because life is not always great, and life sometimes sends annoying things. It sends unhappy things. And sometimes frustrating things, right? Sometimes things that you just, you know, wish weren't there. You know, people getting sick, people losing their job. And, you know, as I said in these other podcasts, the key is not exactly what happens. It's how you respond to those occurrences. And what I'm seeing more and more is that I have unhappy days. You know, I'm human. Fortunately, today was a great day, but a few days ago was an unhappy day, or it started unhappy. But I found something good in that day. And that was my optimism. That was telling myself that tomorrow could be the happiest day of my life, or the next hour could be the happiest. It could make my day the happiest day of my life, right? Or it could make it the worst day of my life. You don't know, right? You don't know. But I think that, you know, I've said this in another podcast, and I keep on saying that term, but I repeat a lot of things, right? I think it's so important to know that you deserve to be optimistic, and you deserve to be positive about life. You deserve to have an open mind that tomorrow could be an amazing day. So, you know, again, I don't like to dwell on it too much, because then I go on a tangent. But the point here I'm making is that if you have a bad day today, it's okay. It's okay to have a bad day. And I think I've even made a video or a podcast about that before. But what's not okay is to not believe that tomorrow could be a better day. The key to happiness, to overall happiness, is to have an optimism, is to think that tomorrow could be an amazing day, and accept that today is not the best day. And what I think this is not necessarily true happiness, but it's overall well-being. It's like you're content that this is what life is, right? That you have ups and downs. It's like investing, right? I invest in the stock market. And what I do is, what people always tell me is think the long run. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You're not thinking about next week. You're thinking about 10 years, 15 years down the line. So the key is to stay optimistic about tomorrow, not necessarily today, right? Obviously, you don't want to make the wrong decision every single time. And, you know, you want to make strategic decisions to grow. But just know that it's a roller coaster. And I think the stock market is a lot like life, right? There's a lot of things that come your way, and there's a lot of things that go away, and there's a lot of things that come your way that's good, and there's a lot of things that's come your way that's bad. And it's just like you have to kind of ride it out and look at the long, have a longer attitude to kind of say, okay, like, yes, today, you know, is not the best day. It's a low point in the roller coaster of life. But hey, tomorrow could be a really high point to the roller coaster of life. And, you know, you don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. You don't know. And again, tomorrow is a surprise. You don't necessarily know what tomorrow holds. So why defeat yourself by saying that, oh, I'm unhappy, like I'm not happy. And, you know, I like to give a more or less a PSA that depression is a real thing, right? Depression is a clinical thing. But I feel like a lot of us in my generation, other generations, do suffer with depression, and sorry, I broke up for a second, with depression, but at the same time, it's something that's human, and it's something that, like, if you have an optimistic viewpoint, I think you can overcome, in the sense of, yeah, today, you know, today might have been a horrible day, but do I owe it to myself to say tomorrow's a new day and start fresh, or do I stay mad? A really big thing my parents used to tell me, and you know, they still tell me to a degree, and I always tell, you know, when I was in a relationship and when I was with friends and things like that, it's like, don't go to sleep upset. Go to sleep content. You don't have to be happy. You don't have to be, you know, all amicable with the person or with the situation. You know, I mean, amicable or amiable, right? Like all happy. But you need to be content. You need to say, this is what happened. I'm going to go to sleep, and tomorrow is a new day, right? And it's funny enough, I've done this. I've done this my whole life. I don't really remember days where I've gone like days on end where I'm just like sulking and I'm sad. I think I have like ups and downs. Like I see sometimes situations, you know, where I've been unhappy and I'm frustrated, is that one day I'm really frustrated and it sucks. The next day I'm okay. And then the next day I may be a little more frustrated, and then it goes back to like being normal. Even during the day, sometimes I'll have an hour that's like not so good, right? I'm just not in a good mood. I'm unhappy. Something annoyed me. But then the next hour I'll be happy, and something just made me happy. So, you know, I think even during the day in your life, right? Even during a bad day, like, be optimistic. Say to yourself, like, hey, yeah, like, that event really annoyed me. You know, I got some bad news or I got some sad news. But, hey, the next hour could be amazing, right? So you just don't know. And I think a lot of us jump to conclusion. I think a lot of us jump to conclusion that something that didn't happen happened, right? We worry about things that are unknown. We worry about things that haven't happened yet. We define things that do not have a full definition. Like, your life does not have a full definition, right? We're not a word definition that's in an encyclopedia, not an encyclopedia, but a dictionary, right? It's not defined. And what I mean by that, it's you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the end of the story, right? You're still writing the story every single day. And I think that's what true optimism is and the true happiness is just saying, like, hey, like, again, today's not the best day, but tomorrow is not defined yet. The next day is not defined yet. Like, let's get to it. And yeah, you know, some people may argue saying, like, what happens if I have an event tomorrow that I'm not going to be happy at? Like, you know, what happens if I have a funeral or what happens if I know I'm going to get fired tomorrow? How can I be happy with that? Well, of course, you can't be happy with that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that you should be happy with that kind of stuff. But again, you need to more or less in those situations. And again, it's hard, easier said than done, right? But in those situations, I would recommend kind of asking yourself, like, what can you control, right? Like, can you control the fact that you're going to get fired? It's the decision was already made. Like, it's not like you can fight the decision if you know it's going to happen tomorrow, right? Same with, you know, a funeral. Like, if someone's died, unfortunately. It's part of life, right? It's sad. But that's already happened. So, you know, you need to owe it to yourself to kind of say, okay, like, what's in my control? What is done? What can I do? And more times than not, what you can do is you can control how you respond to the situation. So, of course, be sad, be mad, but say, hey, listen, like, I can go on for a week. I can go on for 3 weeks being upset and I can get all these sad moments and I can cry and I can get angry. I can, you know, feel disappointed in myself. And if that's the kind of situation, or I could say, like, hey, like, this is it, let go and just move on. You don't have to be happy, but just let go. I think what's bad that I've done in the past and dealing with people with, you know, situations where, like, friends and family members, when they've gone through a difficult time, I said to them, be happy with life. That's the last thing that people want to hear. No one wants to hear you tell them that to be happy when they're really mad and they're upset, right? That's not what they want. What they want is for you to understand how they feel, for you to say, yes, it's bad right now. So what I've learned to do is say, like get upset with them, kind of play along with it, like, kind of go along with it for a few hours, a day, 2 days, whatever it is. Let it kind of go. Let them get their upset sadness out. Let them get the anger out. And then eventually kind of look for a point in time when you can kind of help them let it go. Let go of the situation and become content. Have no opinion on the situation of if it's happiness or it's sadness. Just let go. And then they'll decide if it's something that's really worth getting more upset about, then, you know, that's their decision. You can't force anything. But more times than not, they more become content and something else in their life makes them happy. Like, you come into their life and you do something really nice for them. So I think in the end of the day, you need to kind of accept your emotions in unhappy times, but also realize that it's not a end all be all, right? It's not the end. It's not something like that's it. And funny enough, like, this is advice that I've gotten from my friends, especially when I went through a breakup. I was like, yeah, like, you're unhappy now, but you're going to get better. And I was like, no, like, I don't feel that. How do you know that? Like, you can't tell the future. I could be unhappy the rest of my life and things like that. Look at me now. Look at me in the past few months. I'm happy. I'm happy. And I'm happy to say that I'm happy. It gets better in situations. And yes, there's some situations that don't get better. And I don't want to say that everything gets better. But even when it doesn't seem like it gets better, I truly believe that you can focus on good things that are in your life and focus on a positive mindset and an optimistic mindset. Again, you control your perspective. You control how you look at situations. And I think that there's just so much power in realizing that, you know, you have that opportunity to dwell on something and be upset with something for for years and hold grudges and stay angry, or you can just let go and just live life. And I think what I've noticed about certain situations, and as hard as it's been and I'm still struggling, letting go and just living life, you know, it's just helped me a lot. You know, whether it be my relationships with people, you know, things that didn't work out with my startups, you know, this sometimes doesn't work out. You know, I don't get as many views. People don't necessarily always like me. Like, you know, I'm not always accepted in groups, and that's a whole different discussion. But, you know, life is not fair. Life is difficult. And, you know, I think as you get older, as you get out of your comfort zone, you kind of start to notice that. And I think you start to have choices. You have to start to have choices of blaming yourself, blaming people, blaming the world, blaming this, or just letting go and just focusing on what you can do. Like right now, what I can do is just be the best version of myself, work out, do what I can, you know, try to have a positive attitude every day, try to be nice to as many people as possible, try to be respectful to as many people as possible. And what the world puts back at me, it's their choice. It's people's choice. And I truly believe, you know, it's a Jewish New Year, and I'm Jewish, and I truly believe that things kind of work out for a reason, and things kind of happen in flow. And if the world wanted something to be, it would be, you know. And the world is, you know, there's the higher power deciding, and I genuinely believe that, because it's brought me here today to be able to do this and so many amazing other things, and being around so many amazing people, just so grateful for. I'm very optimistic because of what I've had in my life, and I really hope whoever is listening to this can feel the same, because, you know, it's important to recognize life's difficulties and life's unfairness, but it's also really important to recognize life's beauty and life's, you know, positivity and cool things that just go on. And I think your happiness can also, you know, you could start to find happiness also by realizing that you were happy before. You know, a lot of times when I'm depressed or I'm like sad about things, I kind of look back. I kind of say, like, look at where I've come. Look where I've gotten. And, you know, there's this trend on, I think, Instagram or whatever. And they say, they show a picture of like a musician that says, oh, I wish more people came to my show. And it's like 100 people at the show. Like, he wishes that he's a more famous musician. And then he shows a picture of a young version of himself playing guitar. And it says like, what, you're playing in front of people? And that kind of like is so cool to listen to, because it's like, what that means to me is that your younger self who dreamed of being somewhere is looking onto you and seeing you do something, and you're saying, oh, I wish I, you know, had it. But your younger self wished for where you are at, right? So if your younger self wished for where you are at now, what makes you think you can't wish for what you want to be in the future? And then your future self is going to look back and say, wow, like, I got there, you know, I got there. So for me, it's like, you know, I look at my life and I'm like, yeah, I haven't gone anywhere, like, everywhere I want to go. Like, there's a lot of things I haven't done and a lot of things that I'm hoping to do and succeed in. But I look back to myself 10 years ago or 15 years ago when I was a kid and who had dreams. And, you know, I don't think my dreams exactly went as par. I think I wanted to be a firefighter all the time. I wanted to be a baseball player. But I wanted to be happy, and I wanted to be strong, and I wanted to be loved by people, and I wanted to, you know, have a good job. And, you know, like, now I'm like saying, like, oh, like, I wish I had bigger muscles, or I wish I had a better job. And like my former self would probably tell me, like, oh, like, you have a job, like, you have muscles, like, wow, like, that's so, you've come so far in the past 10 years. So I think that, like, that kind of stuff should make you so happy, because it just shows you that, like, life does work out in ways. And yeah, I can't tell my life in the next 10 years. I mean, I could be a completely different person. I hope not. I hope I hold my value strong. But you know, you just have to stay hopeful, right? You just have to stay hopeful for the unknown and just be happy with life in general, and just be happy for the ride, and happy that you have the opportunity to write this book. Because I don't know if it's an accurate thing, but I think it's a you know, 1 in 400 trillion or whatever chances that you get born, right? I guess the reproduction system, it's like there's a low chance that you're gonna get reproduced or like be produced by your parents or whatnot. So like that just shows you like life is all chance, and life is a lot of chance, sorry. And you got to live, and you're here now, and you should be happy about that. You should be happy about that opportunity. So keep your mind up, as I always say, and smile as much as you can, because life is unfair, life is difficult, life is weird, people are weird, the world is weird from your perspective, because you're living your life, and you should continue to live your own life, but life is amazing as well, because of all of that. It makes it interesting, and it's hard, but stay happy, because you deserve it, and I promise you, tomorrow will be better, tomorrow will be happy, you'll be happier. And the next year, you'll be even happier. So just keep on smiling and keep on going. But thanks so much for listening to my podcast. And hopefully I'll post another one soon.